You're listening to Wisconsin Today.
The city of Monona is a month and a half into a ban on new stores that specialize in vaping products.
Last month, the city enacted a 180-day moratorium to stop e-cigarette retailers from getting zoning and building permits. That move comes after the city rejected adding a fourth vape shop in the community of 8,500 people. That store would have been located near local schools.
In a letter to the Planning Commission, Monona's police chief, Brian Cheney, called the proposal a tobacco billboard for kids walking to and from school.
It's a concern facing a lot of communities around the state. As the moratorium continues, we take an in-depth look at the city's decision and its impact so far. Neil Steckschulte is city administrator for the city of Monona in Dane County. Neil, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, my pleasure, you guys. Thanks for the invite.
All right, we're about 50 days or so into this moratorium on new vape shops. What does this moratorium say? How exactly does this work?
Essentially, municipalities in Wisconsin, under our police powers authority through state statute, can issue development-related land use moratoria for a variety of reasons, including public safety and public health reasons, which is exactly what we've decided to do here in Monona as we kind of evaluate our options on the appropriateness of how many of these types of establishments we'd like to see in Monona.
What are the concerns about having vape shops, having too many vape shops, I guess, per capita in Monona?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Concerns were raised when kind of our last application was coming through before our plan commission. Certainly just the sheer number of these types of establishments was one thing. Really, the thing that really kind of drove our desire to kind of take a closer look at these was kind of the proximity to local high schools in terms of just kind of impact to what neighboring uses kind of end up being related to these types of uses. So, but I think really from our police chief, it was more of a public safety concern. These are supposed to be in most cases an age restricted type of substance. So, you know, when we're getting them, having one placed when they're in pretty close proximity to a school or other areas where kids are going to be walking down, we just kind of want to make sure and see if we have an appropriate amount of regulation or if we need to actually do a little bit more to regulate these types of establishments.
How have owners of these establishments, the current ones, vape shop owners, reacted to this moratorium? Do they worry they're being painted as bad guys here?
I think maybe probably on some level a little bit. Really, our existing facilities, existing stores are not affected by the moratorium. Mm-hmm. They're still allowed to continue to operate. One could even probably go so far as to say it actually creates a competitive advantage for those stores, since new ones, at least for the time being, can't come in. I think a lot of those establishments right now really have good relationships with the city. They communicate with our clerk's office and our police department as needed for licensing, and really haven't had any significant issues going forward. But it's just a matter of kind of making sure, again, you know, what is an appropriate number of these types of establishments for a community our size?
Yeah, the community your size, about 8,500 people with three vape shops currently. Now, last month, WRT-FM recorded this brief bit of conversation among officials at a city council meeting.
Somebody referred to it as Vape Alley the other day.
Really?
So this concept of a Vape Alley running down sort of the main drags of Monona, is that something that people are worried about?
I think there's definitely some concern over that. Obviously, that was one of our alders who voiced that, and has has a business a business owner on Monona Drive. I think in terms of what, as we go forward, and I'm sure folks are aware of kind of the housing crunch that Dane County and Madison is in. You know, probably looking to increase our residential density in Monona. We're kind of landlocked. We can't really go out and add area to the city. So really, our key ability to increase residential opportunities is going to be redevelopment on our main drags. So Broadway Drive and Monona Drive are the two key areas. We're looking to create that. And we want to make sure that we're surrounding those with suitable and compatible uses that are going to make it an attractive area to live. So I think that's probably one of the main concerns behind that. Also, from just another business standpoint, even from other commercial businesses, we want to make sure that any sort of these types of uses are compatible with what's going there. I think we'd still like to see more restaurants, more commercial shops, more delis, more food-related types of things are really what a lot of residents are often looking for. So, how do those interact and work with these types of establishments?
There was a proposal for a fourth vape shop in Monona. That happened. The proposal came in before the moratorium. It was rejected for other reasons than the moratorium. But the police chief there, Chief Brian Chaney, had written a letter to the Planning Commission saying it was too close to schools. Quote, this business would in essence serve as a tobacco billboard advertisement to school-aged children. End quote. That one, I was looking on the map, would have been pretty close to a handful of schools, really. Is there a concern about the present locations of vape shops in the area being close to schools?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in terms of if anybody's been driving on Monona Drive during school, or especially around lunch hour or right after school, you see the number of kids that are walking up and down that whole corridor, not to mention everybody driving on the corridor. Everybody sees how many cars are parked at the high school or at other schools during the day. There's quite a few. That traffic is significant. And having having that easy of access to those types of establishments, it certainly is enough to raise a concern, I think. And that's, I think, where the chief was coming from when he provided that letter.
Now, this is smoke shops or vape shops in particular. Is there a concern that there might be convenience stores, gas stations, things like that, that don't have enough of a percentage of their business with these products to qualify to be worried about the moratorium, still selling these products, though?
No, that's a great question. Actually, you know, we've kind of looked at those. And that is one of the things we'll be doing, and we've kind of already started this, is staff research and looking into that. What we're finding is that, like, those existing facilities where I think it's less than 10% of their sales are related to those vape type of sales, oftentimes there's enough of their licenses and other regulations that are either interacting with Dane County or with the city that we have plenty of other regulatory steps kind of already on in position with those particular users for a variety of reasons and different things, including selling alcohol, other types of things, that there's enough eyes and traffic on those areas down there that, and they have a track record of following the rules, so to speak. I think those corporate entities, especially like gas stations, are very usually relatively pretty strict on making sure that their staff is following those types of rules. So we haven't had any major issues with those existing users who are already selling those types of products. So, but we are definitely at least taking a look at what the potential impacts of ordinance changes might be on those existing uses.
Neil Steck-Schulte is with us, city administrator for the city of Monona in Dane County, talking about a moratorium going on there, restricting new vape shops, e-cigarette shops in that community. Neil, we're talking about Monona here, but there was an explosion of vape shops all over the state, all over the country. Are you hearing from colleagues in other communities who are dealing with this same issue, trying to figure out how to proceed?
Yeah, absolutely. We've certainly heard. I know Chief Chaney has certainly heard from other police chiefs in Dane County in the area, kind of wanting to monitor how we proceed. I know from a fact of a lot of other administrators and planners are kind of watching to see how we proceed and how this goes here. We did some quick research and asked around if anyone else was looking at doing this. Several said that they weren't until they heard that we were, and then it has kind of caused them to maybe consider that possibly moving forward. It wouldn't surprise me to see a couple of other folks jump on board and maybe take a closer look at these things. Madison Dane County Public Health has been a great partner on this already. They reached out to us once we heard we were doing this and wanted to kind of, you know, basically help us provide any health data related to, you know, any hazards related to, you know, to vape shops and vaping itself. The American Lung Association also has reached out and said they're interested in providing whatever data they can. So our health partners have really been really, really super positive on that. We're excited about that. So I don't think we're going to be the only ones to take a closer look at this going forward.
Another community that did tackle this was Milwaukee. They also had a ban, a moratorium for about half a year last year. Now zoning regulations there prevent e-cigarette and tobacco retailers from opening within 1,000 feet of schools. Could Monona end up in a similar place saying, okay, yeah, we'll review new applications, but not within this radius from a school?
Yeah, I would, you know, certainly hard to say exactly where the full staff recommendation and council action will fall, but I think that some sort of buffer from those types of, you know, of schools, places with kids, is certainly going to be one thing that's going to be taken a very, very hard look at, and I would suggest has a probably good chance of ending up being in the ordinance, absolutely.
Now, I do know some grown-ups who vape, and they do that instead of smoking a pack or two of cigarettes a day. They might say, well, hang on. Yes, we want to keep kids from doing this, but I'm an adult. I'm using a legal product. Is this infringing on me in some way? Is that a concern for Monona as you review these policies?
You know, I think on some level, certainly we're not looking to prohibit these types of uses. Again, you could make the same argument about alcohol establishments, regular tobacco, other sorts of kind of age restricted substances that are out there. So we're not looking to prevent these things from happening, but we are making sure that we want to make sure they're being done in a logical location, and we want to make sure that they're being done responsibly throughout the community. So. I think adults are not going to have any problems trying to find options to acquire these products. That's really not the intent. I think the main concern is certainly from definitely a health standpoint with our youth, and also from just an overall safety standpoint to make sure that these are being done in a manner that fit with the community.
You got this moratorium going on for a while longer now. As you've mentioned, city staff are looking at the possible next steps. What are you hoping comes out of this when this moratorium expires? What kind of things are you hoping to see in place?
So I think what we're really hoping for is specific ordinance language that we want our city council to consider. Staff is certainly, we've done a lot of the work we've done so far. As you mentioned, we did take a good look at what the city of Milwaukee has done. We're very interested in following up and kind of reevaluating and see how successful they feel their ordinance updates and changes were there. But we also know that one size doesn't fit all. We're going to want to make sure that whatever rules and new things we put in place, if we do change the ordinance, are appropriate for Monona and the community here. Also, we have an understanding that us doing something here could also affect our neighbors and other places immediately around us. So doing some coordination with them in terms of what their regulations might be, probably going to be a later step in terms of our implementation on this. But really at the end of the day, we just really want to see some good sound regulations that enhance the public health for the community in general, but particularly our young people. But then also, again, makes kind of sets us on a course for development going forward in the future that really sets us in the right path.
Neil, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure, you guys. Thanks for the invite.
Neil Steckschulte is city administrator for the city of Monona in Dane County. We talked about Monona's temporary ban on granting zoning permits for e-cigarette stores.